This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money show. It's Tuesday, July 19th. Oh, Mark, it's getting closer and closer to your birthday. This is exciting.
Yeah, we're a week out.
And also, I noticed that on my calendar that I actually get to have dinner with you and your wife. It'll be the first time I'm having dinner with you as a married couple.
Oh, that is true. That is an accurate statement. Yes. Assuming all goes well the next couple weeks. Yes.
I know. We want to make sure that Mark and his family is healthy.
Oh, I was saying, assuming we're still married in the next one.
Oh, I was not going there, but okay, I guess you did. I assume everything will be just fine. Plus, Amanda would not miss dinner with Jackie, so that's clear. They'll at least have dinner. If whether they choose to keep us around, it's unclear or not. All right, so we are here trying to take the mystery out of your financial life. And the way that we do that is we encourage you to ask us financial questions. So, you know, you just hop onto the website, jillonmoney.com, you click the contact us button, and Mark arranges everything else to get you on the air. It's very easy to do. And all of our content lives on that website at jillonmoney.com. So bookmark it and it'll be there for you. It's all easy peasy. Today, we are talking to Grace, who is from the Washington, D.C. area. Welcome to the program, Grace. Hi. What's going on, girl?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
What prompted the contact with us?
I think I have too much money in a traditional part of my 401k, the pre-tax part.
Okay, Grace, tell us about yourself.
I'm married. I'm in my mid-30s. So is my husband. We have a preschooler. And in my last job, it was sort of unique because it was an employee-owned ESOP, and mm-hmm. the ESOP sold out last year, which netted me about $300,000 pre-tax that is now in my 401k.
Was that the existing company's 401k, or have you since switched jobs after the sale?
Both.
So there's $300,000 in pre-tax. What's the total in the pre-tax 401k right now?
Well, between my husband and I, we're probably around $700,000 in our total in the pre-tax 401ks.
Mm-hmm. And how much do you guys earn together?
300-ish, maybe 320.
That's great. Are you both maxing out your retirement accounts right now?
Yeah, we've been maxing out for practically a decade, wow. including Roth IRAs, which have always been done through backdoor, and health savings account too.
Fantastic. How much money total in Roths?
I think between $300,000 and $400,000 total.
Great. And HSA?
About 80. I was hoping it would get to 100 this year, and then the market dropped by 20%.
Just for the round number of 100? In other words, there was no real magic thing like, oh, I actually need $100,000 of liposuction.
Oh, no.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Yeah, not that I would suggest such a thing, but I mean, okay. So you're maxing out your retirement accounts, bunch of money in all of these accounts. Yeah. 529 for the preschooler?
About 40K.
Only one child right now?
Yeah, we're working on that.
Mark, you see how people work on it? They work on it and they get babies. So you guys got to work on it.
It doesn't sound too enthused about the idea.
What's the story, Grace? You really want it? Is it like, oh, my husband really wants to have a kid or what?
I've ended up in IVF. So literally, we've been working on it for years.
Oh, did you need IVF for the first?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
I would be happy that we have one healthy child and move on. That was me. That's what I would do.
Well, I don't want my child to grow up alone.
Yeah, Mark. She wants that kid to have a little baby Jill or a little baby Mark.
See, Amanda does not have that problem. She's an only child.
I know. Do you have siblings yourself, Grace?
Yes, I'm a middle, and my husband is also a middle.
Interesting. Watch it. They're going to have, they're going to get twins. That's what's going to happen.
No.
And then the whole 529 plan is going to need to be overfunded. All right. You live in a house?
Yes.
How much is it worth?
About $1 million.
You like it? You staying? Everything good with it?
Oh, yeah. It's fabulous. It's a 1950s house, but for living in our area, it's unique because we live on 1.2 acres, so it's very private.
Wow. That's interesting. How much of a mortgage remains?
About 330. I refied it to a 2.75 30-year fixed a year ago when it was super low.
It's impossible. Nobody can move with these mortgage rates this low.
Right.
Okay. So now tell me a little bit about the other non-retirement assets. Anything that you have in savings?
We have about 80 or 100 in our normal taxable brokerage account and some normal amount in our checking account. No debt other than the mortgage.
Okay, great. And are you putting money into the 529 on a regular basis or is it sort of ad hoc?
Monthly.
Okay, how much?
$4,000 a year times three accounts divided by 12. So I guess $1,000 a month.
I knew that you were trying to get me, but I've been up for a while and I was going to say that sounds like $1,000 a month. Life insurance?
Yeah, we have, 20-year terms for $1 million each, and we have our employer amounts, which are, 1.5 times salary or something.
Okay. And did you say you just changed jobs, right?
I did.
Are you happy with your new job?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Okay.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
What's the game plan for general work retirement? And, not that I'm going to hold you to it. You're in your mid-30s. But do you see yourselves being worker bees for a long time? Do you feel like are either of you entitled to pensions? Is there some bailout option that you're looking for in the coming years?
I figure in our mid-40s, we can both probably quit entirely. Personally, I don't know that I will make it that far. My husband probably will.
Mid-40s, that's 10 years. That's nothing.
Yeah. I think we can do it.
You can? How much do you spend every year?
About $10,000 a month, but a lot of that is childcare.
So you presuming you don't have that second child, you presume that at $120,000 a year, that you'll be able to just cruise. I don't know. Maybe you got a 50-year retirement ahead of you if that's the case.
I don't imagine we would never make an income again.
Okay. But you would want to do something different is what you're saying.
Yeah.
From being a CIA agent, which you are, which I've made you because you're from DC. I'm not going to really worry about that. It feels like impossible to make that prediction today because we don't know if you're going to have a second kid and you're putting a lot of money away right now. If that's the case, from looking at your numbers, it looks to me like your top bracket, probably because of the mortgage, is the 24% bracket. If you now go to I'm interested in this. If you go into a Roth option, you may pop up into the 32. And could potentially be subject to an extra 8% on that chunk above 340. Because I feel like maybe you guys are going to earn more going forward. Is that possible? Do you have bonus kind of structures?
I think my husband will earn more than I will in the long run. I think at some point I will try to go halftime or something.
Especially when you have those twins.
Right.
You're going to be, I could already tell that Grace is the kind of person, if I'm going to do IVF, then I want a better return on my money. So you will want twins, two for the price of that one shot. How much does IVF cost each time?
To date, we've spent about $30,000, but I have better health insurance this year, and next year I will too. So insurance has paid for a lot of it this year.
Oh my God, though, that's a lot of money. All right. I think the first question you asked, should you go into a Roth? The answer is yes. We like the Roth for you guys. The second question I have for you is, in that brokerage account where you say there's 80 or 100 grand in the brokerage account, what are you doing in that account? Is that just futzing around, or are you just using index funds? What are you doing?
It's an index funds.
Okay. And you have your life insurance. Do you have your estate planning done?
Yes.
Yes, Jill. Did you hear that, Mark? Did you hear that was sort of like as if I were the not just cool Aunt Jill? I went into full on like nagging mother. Man, did that hurt. Okay. It's all right. I'm good at it. What other questions do you have for us?
With my rollover 401k, the traditional part of that, you know, in my name, it's about 500,000. Should I convert some of that while still trying to stay within the 24% tax bracket this year to see if I could get some of it out into Roths?
I don't know if you need to. I mean, just do the Roths for the rest of the year.
I say no.
I mean, I don't want you to use the money that's in the taxable accounts. You're going to need to have money that is like available to you, especially if you're really thinking 10 or 12 years is kind of what your time. You need more money in the brokerage account. So don't use that money up to convert. Just go ahead forward, going forward. Yes to the Roth, but no conversion now, unless something weird happened. Like I lost my job and now our income has plunged. You know, but I don't see that happening.
Huh. Okay. So do you think I need to build up the brokerage account?
I do.
Would I build up instead of putting money in like the 529?
No. I mean, a little bit of everything. Listen, if you start making a lot more money, let's say that, you know, you guys are making the money, you don't have the second and third child, and then you've got some cash flow where the kid's going to school. Yeah, I want you to build up your brokerage account. That will happen, I think, naturally over the next 10 or 12 years. But the 529 is a great, it's just tax-free is hard to beat. It really is. Let's just say that you or your husband got it like an extra 20 grand that fell out of the sky. Yeah, I might just put some money in my 529 for the year. Don't have to do the monthly. And then, yeah, add the extra money into the brokerage account. I think that making $320,000 a year, you'll have to adapt to you're going to have a higher tax liability. So I kind of want to see what that looks like also by the time next April rolls around, once you start using the Roth instead of the pre-tax.
Yes.
But always having money that's been taxed already is a huge advantage, especially for someone who's thinking about a change that would maybe, like you said, maybe you wouldn't do nothing, but maybe instead of making $150,000 a year, you're going to say, I'm going to make 80. And you're going to be happy to have that extra money that's sitting around in that brokerage account. It's going to be good for you.
Okay.
You feel all right? Feeling okay? I feel like you're really like, there's no, it doesn't feel enthusiastic. And I want you to have great enthusiasm. Let's try it again. Okay. So do you feel good about this plan?
Yes, I can do that. I think you're right. I should work on building out the brokerage account.
By the way, 36-year-old, these guys are killing it.
No, they are doing. I feel like you're not as enthusiastically happy and proud of what you've accomplished. So let us put our arms around you, and we'll also give you a nice this and, some cowbell or whatever we need to do. You're in great shape. So you've done an amazing job. Like you said, you've been maxing out your account for all these years. Fantastic. You've done a great job. So enjoy it and continue to thrive and start using that Roth going forward and build up the brokerage account. You'll be in great shape.
Great. Sounds good.
All right. Well, listen, if you, like Grace, want to get a little bit of reordering, reprioritizing, and you need our help, just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and Mark does everything else. It's so great. You can follow us wherever you find your podcast. You should also check out our other program. It's called Jill on Money. Fantastic. When you're on our website, before you hit the contact us button, maybe just sign up for the free weekly newsletter. It is free. Every single Friday, Mark does it. Leave us a rating and review on Apple. We would very much appreciate that. We are distributed by Paramount Global. By the way, I was in the studio today and all the Viacom CBS signage down, it's all now Paramount Global. So I'm going to say that. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Mark Talerce was the co-host and most excellent executive producer in the universe. Please do something nice for someone else today. Curiosity, compassion, community. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.